We may have Shaq on this year under our cast.
What? No. Are you serious?
No.
But yeah, Shaq Ryerson. He's this guy we know. Oh. I don't know if that's where Jay was going, but I interrupted him before.
Oh, it's just what Andy Dwyer says anytime he's trying to get someone to something. He's like, Shaq may be there. And they're like, why do you keep saying that? Shaq has never come. And he's like, he might. You don't know.
All right, let's get it started in here. Nerd.
Blah, 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 blah. All of that chit-chat's gonna get you hurt.
I'll bring you in warm. Or I can bring you in cold.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Feel free to say all right nights. You don't have to, but feel free to.
That's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure. All right, I'm the all right nights.
You don't have to. Don't worry.
It's a lot of pressure.
You can come up with your own catchphrase, like "bibbity boo nights."
I gotta go. How do you end a meeting?
All right, nights. You are in for a treat. I'm the master of strength, Melissa. And I'll be moderating for the very first Deadlight Nerds panel. Your favorite nerds started this cast 2 years ago, and the podcast is now listened to in over 8 countries and has grown 64% in the last year. 2020 was big for the nerds. They had guests from TV and major blockbuster movies, not to mention well-known authors and amazing friends willing to hang out with them. We got the Master of Death, Jay.
Woo.
And we also have the Master of Light, Johnny.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that is a self-appointed title. People keep calling me out on that. Like, Master of Death, that's pretty presumptuous. Like, what happens when you die, moron?
You talk to way too many people.
It's true.
All right, so we got a ton of questions that came in from the Instagram poll that we can talk about. And some stuff like the origin story, if you guys want to start with that.
Sure. Should I do it, Jay?
Yeah.
Or should you do it?
No, you should do it.
yeah, well, for those who have never listened to us, start listening to us. But we've said this a few times where me and Jay just like to jibber jabber with each other. And we talked for about, what, half an hour once about Nightwing?
Dude, it was longer than that. And DC.
We started talking about something because we were really sad and upset with the real world. And this is before everything. And we started talking about the mini Robins. And, you know, we've had a big group of friends, but I've never had a friend before that knew that there's more than one Robin. And then Jay was startled that I knew more than one Robin. And then we just started talking about DC for, it was probably more over an hour.
Well, what's funny is whenever Johnny and I saw each other, it was always for like football games or whatever else. So I always thought Johnny was like this jock because we grew up and we'd play basketball together or we'd show up and watch football games together. And then randomly we were chatting on the phone and we started talking about like nerd stuff and Johnny started spouting stuff. And I was like, whoa, like no one else knows this in the friend group at all.
And Jay's super smart and he's like, I want to be a YouTuber. Let me buy this extremely expensive microphone to look at for 2 years. And I was like, that's a cool microphone. Let's podcast with it. And he's like, should we? And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And that was pretty much it, right?
That was pretty much it. Johnny was like, we should record this sometime and make content for it. And I was like, you know, I've got a professional mic. And he was like, what? Like, yeah, I bought it for YouTube videos and then never made them. So finally got into it.
You had it in storage for a while, didn't you? Like you had it, but you never used it.
Pretty much. Yeah. I lent it to my friend Eric for a while, our dungeon master. And he reluctantly gave it back to me because he was using it like all the time. And he knew I wasn't using it at all. What's our origin story with Melissa? Do you want me to cover this one, Johnny?
Well, since
she's a part of this cast too.
I'll let you do it, but because you're brave enough to talk to strangers on the internet than I am.
Oh, please.
But the cool thing why we started this podcast was for us to meet new people. And if we only made one new friend and it's Melissa, this has all been worth it. That's all I want to say.
You guys are awesome.
Well, what it reminds me of, Johnny says he's afraid to talk to strangers. Tell that to the 20 Nigerian princes he's fallen for in email scams.
I'm sorry. When they email you directly, Jay, for proposal, you say yes.
20, Johnny. 20? Okay, no. So how we met Melissa, I think, I don't remember if she started following us. Probably we started following her. And then she had some post with like this scary photo or something about like a seizure. And we messaged her like, what are you talking about? Like, we, at this point, we'd been following each other for like a couple months, and she was liking our memes, and kind of we were gibbering a little bit. But when she posted that, it really started a conversation between us. And then somehow that spiraled into like her being on the cast. And then it spiraled into us being like in each other's favorites on our phones, at least for me. Yeah, it's just kind of funny how that all panned out. Melissa, do you have a different version of the story? Was it like you thought you were getting scammed by some Nigerian princes?
Yeah, you guys both struck me as Nigerian princes to start with. When you reached out to me, I loved your page and the memes. So you first liked my page, and I saw that you had all that nerd content. I started following you guys. And you reached out to me about my posts on my seizures. And I messaged you back, and I just wanted to test your credibility when you asked. I was like, what is this all about? And I kind of started quizzing you guys on your nerd knowledge and told you what I knew about my nerd knowledge. And we kind of lined up with what we knew about nerd stuff, and you were the real deal. So I agreed to get on the cast, and we've been close friends ever since. So good things can come in the nerd world.
It was meant to be. It was lined up before we were born that we would all meet each other.
Yeah, for sure. So that's kind of the origin story of the cast.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite thing to nerd out about between you two?
To nerd out about? I hate to sound cliche, but I love to nerd out on something that no one knows about. Like if someone like wants to nerd about Farscape, this like little known show from the early 2000s, I get really excited because I can nerd out with anyone about DC, Marvel, because they all know the gist of it. I like doing that, that's fine. But I get super excited when someone's like, oh yeah, Farscape, dude, I love John Crichton. And then I get all hyped up.
Mine's dorky. I really like nerding out about like where actors and actresses have been and like what they've kind of done. This sounds so dumb, but I like seeing when, you know, an actor or an actress is in like a small time movie, and then they're also in this other movie, and then they're the voice of someone. My favorite example is Alan Tudyk is in so many movies that I didn't realize until I found out later on that he was in A Knight's Tale, and then he's the voice of King Candy on Wreck-It Ralph, and then he's the voice in iRobot of Sonny, and then he's also the voice of K2SO in Rogue One. And so whenever I find something like that, or finding out that Mark Hamill was the voice of Ozai in Avatar The Last Airbender, anything like that, I just think it's so cool to me to discover these nuggets of gold on who, you know, where certain writers have been, like what did they direct and what did they write, and I don't know. For me, that's my big nerd out. It's really weird, but I love seeing kind of the strange strings that most people don't know about when it comes to movies and actors and whatever.
Yeah, it almost opens up new worlds, kind of, when you can connect the dots between actors and voice actors and different genres between them.
It's true. Mark Hamill was also in What We Do in the Shadows, but everyone seems to know about that one. But he has a few, I mean, he's the voice of the Joker. There are things that, like, people didn't know forever. I don't know. What's your favorite thing to nerd out on, Melissa? I know you're interviewing us, but give us a quick 2-second input.
We can't help it.
Oh, man. Well, I'm notorious for collecting comic books, so that's my ultimate nerd out thing. I have a huge comic book collection. It's probably nearing 2,000 issues now, so I love comic books. So that's I listen to comic book podcasts. I watch YouTube channels. I'm constantly collecting, reading everything weekly, new issues weekly. So that is definitely my favorite thing to nerd out about.
And she even pulled me into that. I purchased my first comic book last year. I never really, like, I was really big into comic book cartoons growing up, but I never got into the actual books. And so that was... you know, that was kind of one area I was majorly lacking in. So I bought the entire Booster Gold series because of Melissa.
And because you love Booster Gold.
Dude, Booster Gold's the best. I know everyone hates him and he is the worst. Like, he is a terrible human being, but I love him. He's so great. So vain.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what about TV shows specifically? What's your favorite thing to binge, or what was your favorite TV show that really got you into obsessing or nerding out over, whether it be animation or live action, any kind of genre, favorite TV show?
I'm waiting for Jay, but
I guess I'll go. So this year I really enjoyed Mandalorian. So I started, after seeing Boba Fett appear in The Mandalorian, I have a 3D printer. And I started printing Boba Fett armor. I'll show you guys his helmet at the end of the cast that I printed. It's pretty sick. We're working on smoothing it out right now, but I'll have a full set of his armor. But you know what's funny? I think my favorite TV show of this year... No, it was Mandalorian. It was Mandalorian. We're going to talk about that next week. But Mandalorian for sure.
If we're talking about currently, I love just nerding out on What We Do in the Shadows. That second season, when I can, because I watch it alone in my dark room, but if I can laugh out loud when you're all alone, and I've had like a few of those episodes where I was in tears, I had to rewind it over and over again and just laugh. That's been the current one. I mean, of all time, that's hard because I love just watching 90s Marvel cartoons. Mm-hmm. I'll still like the X-Men, the Spider-Man, even the Batman animated series. I remember watching that little, but I love it more now because it's like, that's a deep show. That's wow. They're mentally mess you up.
I prefer Justice League Unlimited, but I guess if you want to go Marvel cartoons, whatever.
Seems like a little bad blood if we were arguing cartoons here.
I don't know. I mean, what is the best theme song of all time? I'm pretty sure someone tried to skip it once when we were hanging out. The 90s X-Men cartoon. He tried to skip it, and I punched him in the face.
Yeah.
I will say that is one of the most epic theme songs of all time.
Broke my orbital bone right here. At least it wasn't my nose. That's already too big.
I hate Jim, but he has a perfect nose.
All right, well, if we were talking about TV shows, then how does that translate into movies? If The Mandalorian, Jay, was your favorite TV show, does that translate into your favorite movie if we were talking Star Wars? Or do you kind of go a different way?
So it's funny, for cartoons, DC Comics, for TV show, Star Wars, Mandalorian, and then for movies, Marvel, Infinity War is my favorite movie. I think it's kind of the Empire Strikes Back of our generation, although The Dark Knight's kind of like that too, but maybe for the younger generation than me, but it was cool to see Thanos actually win and the snap. I remember walking out of the movie theater and just being like, that was amazing. I loved that. It's so messed up. So that's mine, Infinity War for movie. What about you, Johnny?
Yeah, movies are weird because I love them as much as Jay, but I don't like dissect them and go back and forth. But I did love the recent experience, well, a year and a half ago now, Endgame, the movie experience in the theater with everyone watching it. And I went like 2-3 days later. And by then there's spoilers, right? When you go to movies. But mm-hmm. Endgame did a really good job of not spoiling anything. I remember not have to worry about hitting the internet. The fans were really good about not ruining anything. So when I watched it 2 days later, the theater reacted like they would on opening night. Like people were crying, people were cheering. Because I watched Star Wars literally... The Rise of Skywalker. I watched that a day later, and no one was like as pumped as they were because everyone was already rewatching it, or it's been seen, or they knew what was going on. So I really just like the experience of Endgame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I remember Endgame. It was quite the experience, and with it being so long, I remember people telling me, "Don't drink, like, you know, before you go into the theater." And we have a phenomenal theater where I live, and it is just that's one thing I miss so much with being in the times where we are right now, not being able to have that experience and watching movies differently here at home. But we had snuck in like a half of a pizza in my giant backpack purse that I had. So we were like eating pizza in the theater. and just watching and marveling at the experience of Endgame. It was phenomenal. But it is hard to pick just one movie for a favorite movie, just because that time frame could go all the way back from when you were a kid first watching and experiencing movies to now when the experience is so different with the technology and everything. So
if you had to pick a movie, Melissa, what would it be?
Oh man, for the longest time, my favorite movie has been The Departed. I love that movie. The Departed is probably my top and current favorite movie. It's a good one. If you guys haven't seen it, check it out.
I've never seen it.
Ooh, it is. It's got a killer cast. You got
You can borrow my copy, Jay.
Thanks, Johnny.
Yeah, it's one of those like mind-bending ones. You got to pay close attention to it. It's good. All right. So what about hobbies, guys? What do you like to do in your free time other than the podcast, of course?
Free time?
Yeah. What free time?
I like to just collect, like the wall behind me. Here. I just like it's kind of fun. You go to Target because it's cheap if you just like eBay, like a Boba Fett that they have, special edition. So I like kind of going to Target or even game stores because they are a lot more open now and just see if I can find something I like. So I'll do that. It's not really a hobby. It's more of an adventure to get out of the house.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned this earlier, but I've been getting really into 3D printing. And then D&D has kind of been resurfacing a little bit in my life, thank goodness, because I don't think I played for about a year just with COVID. It was just too hard. And then the last thing I was going to mention is I've been writing a book. Those are my big three hobbies right now, is just writing, printing, and then occasionally role-playing.
Wow, that's a lot of creative hobbies right there. What genre are we talking about for this book you're writing?
Sci-fi.
Nice. Yeah, man, that's a lot of creative juices you got flowing there.
Maybe too much. I might be half-assing a lot of things, basically.
Well, you know, it's good to half-ass a lot of things sometimes. Well, what's your favorite action figure you got in your collection, Johnny?
It's probably, I have a prototype of Boba Fett, the 3.75 inch one, and it's all white. I like that one a lot. That one took a second to get. And it was, you had to like buy this other one to, can't remember which one it was, but then you were able to order this one. It's one of those that like, oh, if you buy this, we'll let you order this edition one. So I like that one a lot. I was wanted to be excited for the Sith Trooper because I thought that was really cool. And it turned out to be the biggest bust in the movie, like 2 seconds. And I like the idea of it. I'm still just bitter. I'm bitter.
Yeah. Is the prototype of the 3-inch figure, is that the one with the rocket on the back?
No. This is the prototypes are usually like the color is different or it just says prototype. It's not the one that like doesn't fire right or anything. It's just it's the basic one, but it's all white. That's just the main difference.
Oh, cool.
Cool. Life on it. I have a Vader one that's like multicolored that I got at a convention. And that one, I got it for like 20 and now it's up to like 120 that they resell. And I'm like, see, that's where my stock goes, Jay.
It's true. I haven't picked a stock that's got that good of a return.
All right. Well, how about we hit some questions that came in from the polls? What do you guys think?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, I think we have like somewhere near 20, so quite a few.
Just rapid fire, do whatever you want.
All right, so the first question is, what has been the most memorable podcast moment?
I'll do a bad one, because I'm still traumatized from it. It's, I think it's like our third cast. So Jay's extremely expensive mic. It's really good because it lets you do across each other. You could do like a whole, there's three different settings, right, Jay, on your mic?
There's four.
That picks up four. That picks up different sections. So Jay, we always have it set where me and Jay are fate. We're back before when we would do it live together, we would face each other. And so we had it where it was picking up both voices facing each other. And that's what we thought it was. And we did a whole cast. And then after he listened to it, it was only facing towards him, the audio. and would pick me up on the background. So, but since Jay lived far away, we're like, well, we have to do another one real quick. So we redid the same, tried to do the same podcast again. And it was the most torture we've ever had making a podcast.
Oh no.
Cause we couldn't remember like what had been said in the current podcast and what had been said before. And they just fused into one podcast and it didn't really make sense when you listen to it. Cause it was like, had we talked about that already? Had we not? Like it was rough.
And we get podcast 2020, like after we make one, we get so mad, like, oh, I wanted to bring that up. Oh, I meant to bring that one up. So when we redo it, I'm like, okay, I'm going to bring it up this time. But then you leave out what you really wanted to say. So I'm just out of frustration. Said. That one still got to me. Cause now every time we record, be like, Jay, what's the setting? Is the record on? Jay, do this.
So for me, the most memorable thing that's happened, this has been, my parents called me after one of the casts. My mom listens to each of them, which this sounds so dorky, but my mom listens to all my casts, which is really cool. I didn't think she'd be into it. But my dad listened to one with her from Nick Padell, and they both called me like on separate occasions. And they were just talking about like, he was so funny and like, it was so relatable and they loved hearing the stories and they had no idea how like any of audiobook recording worked or how you even got into that industry. And they talked about how they enjoyed that when he's raising two daughters. And when he would occasionally play with them, he would start using like a British accent and they hated it. Like his family hates when he uses all his accents. And my family thought that was the funniest thing. Like they brought it up at like 3 or 4 family dinners and it's just turned into like a whole thing. So for me, that's the most memorable moment of probably the whole cast is just having people come back to me later and say, hey, it was so funny that people said this on your cast. And I heard that from other friends or from other people who were just randomly listening in on that one.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
But it's cool too because my dad is like the anti-nerd. He's Robert California where nothing is, you know, he's not interested at all in like nerdy stuff. He's like a hunting, fishing, outdoorman, you know, he's like Ron Swanson, who's Harry Potter kind of thing. Like he knows, but not really. And so to have it come from him was like, it meant a lot.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome.
Well, we also did get something really cool. Nick, who he just brought up, he's a narrator and he wrote a book with Ross. What's Ross's first name?
Yeah, he narrated Robert W. Ross's book.
Yeah. And we've had them on and they're amazing. And they didn't realize, Robert didn't realize that we had on Nick before. So we just kind of got him separately. But the thing was, after talking to Nick, after talking to Ross, I was like, yeah, we should have you guys on a panel. And he's like, yeah. And they reached out to us like a few weeks later, like, hey, we'd love for you guys to host a panel for us. And that to me was massive that they liked enough to come back and B, they wanted us to do it. That was just a cool moment.
That's huge.
That's the first time we've had a celebrity come to us. So
yeah,
kind of a different feeling.
That's awesome. All right, next question. What are the top 3 nerdy things coming in 2021 that the average Joe should look forward to?
So I'll say one, Johnny. I'm sure you have two, but the biggest one for me is Dune.
It's basically
the Bible of sci-fi. Dune, the movie directed by Denis Villeneuve. I don't know. He's got a French name. Denis Villeneuve. I can't pronounce it. But that's got to be the biggest nerd news for 2021, in my opinion. The fact that they dropped $300 million on a movie from Warner Brothers for Dune is pretty unbelievable. I didn't think that was going to happen. So that's the biggest thing to watch out for, in my opinion.
Dune's a big one. I would just tell anyone, I'd recommend for them to watch What We Do in the Shadows. Season 3 is going to come out this year. Carnival Row is another TV show. It doesn't come out till the end of September. And these are shows that you can just binge all day or just, you know, watch them weekly. Disney has a couple coming out of like WandaVision. So that'll be my 3. Just streaming shows and one FX show, but it's on a streaming site. So anything streaming, be excited about.
Sweet, yeah. I'm really excited about the 3rd season of What We Do in the Shadows. And I was just reading up on Dune this morning. That's one of my all-time favorite movies from the 80s. And to see them remake that, I love the original, but
finished it. That's all. That's my claim to fame. I finished it.
You got through it.
Yeah.
That was me knife fighting for anyone who's watching on YouTube or who's not watching. I was doing a little knife fight because there's a What I've heard is there's a very poorly choreographed knife fight scene. So, yeah.
It's not poorly. It's just 80s knife fighting.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Next question. What is your favorite kind of cereal?
Reese's Puffs for me.
I go classic. I do Frosted Flakes because they're great.
They are great.
I wanted to say like oatmeal with like Silk Milk, sound all professional. Nah, just give me Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, that is the classic. I think so many people like Frosted Flakes.
It's just sugar.
It's sugar. It's
literally sugar that you give to little kids and send them off school. Here you go. Have fun.
Cereal is my favorite food. I love cereal.
Really? But you go to, then you're the connoisseur. What is your go-to?
I like Fruity Pebbles. I know some people think fruit-flavored cereal is kind of weird, but I like Fruity Pebbles a lot.
Have you had, quick side note, have you had the protein, it's whey protein, oh, I forgot which, Dynamite. Anyways, they have a Fruity Pebbles flavored protein shakes.
Ghost brand?
Yeah.
Whatever
the white one is. Are they good? I have my I just have to finish my chocolate one, and that one's next, but I'm excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tasty.
We should make a meme about Mandalorian being a lifter and being like, this is the whey, but have it spelt with whey protein.
I haven't seen that yet or anything.
I know. I'm pretty sure there were like a huge amount of those memes, but it's passed on now. So I feel like we can recycle a shirt. Them.
I see people wearing it at the gym all the time.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I need to get a shirt like that.
Maybe if I spent some time at the gym, I'd see that too. You know, Johnny, real quick, one time I ate cornflakes, Frosted Flakes, but I put, instead of milk pudding in it, I put orange juice. Believe it or not, it was delicious, but it made me sick, but it was delicious.
I mean, I'll try it.
Yeah, give it a try.
Is it the taste after a while, or just...
Bird, did you brush your teeth right before you did that, or...
I was like 7. It was memorable enough that I still remember it. But I was like 7 when I tried it, and it was straight sugar on sugar, so I loved it. I think if I had it now, I'd hate it. But try it. That's our DLN challenge of the week, other than a real one. Try Frosted Flakes with orange juice.
I feel like it gets soggy really fast.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. This one's for Johnny. What is Jacked Johnny's favorite childhood super nerdy memory?
And that came from my sister, weirdo. when we were little, our dad would work at night. So before we'd go like to our room, we'd watch TV with our mom, and we would watch Star Trek Next Gen before going to bed. So that's what I would watch when we were little, just the three of us until my dad got home. I mean, it was probably like 10 when he got home, but when you were little, it felt like 3 in the morning. So we were like, whoa, that's my little memory.
Very nice. I love Star Trek Next Generation.
Right? It's the classic one. It's good. They have a Picard. He has his own show on CBS, and it's actually really, really good. If anyone hasn't seen it yet, I tell them to check it out, because it's next gen, but it's way more. It's made for the modern era, so it works great.
I haven't seen it. I don't have cable, so I don't catch up.
It's on the CBS. It's not even on cable. It's on their streaming site, the all access site or whatever.
Yeah, the only streaming sites I have are Hulu, Netflix, and Disney Plus. Disney. Bare bones, you know?
Just enough to get you by.
All right, next question. This one says, if you were in charge of naming a new planet, what would you pick for the name?
I would name it Uranus, but I would make sure that it was emphasized like that. Not Uranus, but Uranus. That would be my planet name. My contribution to science.
Deliberate.
I would name mine Janvin because he's the greatest muscular barbarian to ever be played in D&D. So he needs a whole planet named after him. So it'll be Planet Janvin.
Maybe nice. It's because he let himself go and now he's the size of a planet.
I mean, he is a level 17 barbarian. I didn't know you were going to laugh or
freak out at that. I was so nervous saying it.
Well, Well, I'm surprised neither of you picked Galactus. Just give him one full planet he could eat with no shame, you know?
He needs to earn it.
Like, that would be like if I raised a pig and I named him Jay. Like, why would I want to eat that pig? You know? I'm going to name it Gertrude or something. So it's like, oh, Gertrude was delicious, not... I don't know.
I can't even say
the weird sentence.
All right. What is your biggest pet peeves?
Working with Jay. I mean... pet peeves. I don't like when people are really loud. I just get annoyed when people talk fast and loud next to me. I think it's because I'm old and they do that and I just kind of walk away when someone's loud. It's not that great of a pet peeve, but I just, and I get people have to be loud now because I work at a gym and then I have masks and they have to be loud. But if you can penetrate a mask and hit my ear,
I really don't like slow internet. And so when we were starting this cast, my computer crashed, kept crashing. So I had to switch over to my laptop. That's why I'm in the middle of my living room and not in my studio. I was losing my mind. I was ready to throw stuff like through the wall. I was going to pull an Andy Bernard and punch through some drywall.
He almost said Dwyer.
I know. I really did. Thankfully, my laptop is like the computer that never gives up. So it's doing great.
Those are good pet peeves. I like those. I'm glad you haven't met me in person yet, Johnny, because I'm really loud.
If you have something good to talk about, I don't really mind too much. But
I'll just stand like 10 feet away
from I've you. Talked to you all over the phone. You're not loud. I'm saying like loud. There's like loud, and then there's just like someone's getting excited, and they talk loud. Those are two different things.
Okay.
Johnny, I'll just wear earplugs.
Yeah, there you go. All right. What would you be doing if you didn't have the amazing Deadlight Nerds podcast?
Probably traveling, seeing the world. No, can't do that now. I was trying to think of like an office quote and I couldn't think of one. I'd probably still be talking to Jay, but we wouldn't have any friends. It'd be much this, it's me calling Jay and being like, Jay, did you watch the show? Yeah, it was great. Just pretty much this, but no Melissa. That's what it would be, essentially.
I probably would have bought a cabin and moved up there and just, you know, completely restricted myself from the world. Something like that. Or I would have taken up rock climbing, one of the two.
Nice.
You would have actually gone to the gym and been shredded like Cavell.
Yeah, exactly. I blame the cast. I'd be so too. Jacked right now if it wasn't for this stupid podcast.
Me too. I'd be such a good cosplayer. Oh, me too.
Have you seen pictures of his cabin, his house out there? It's nice.
Whose cabin? No.
Of Cavell's cabin. He has like a really small house. It's really cool.
What is it, a house?
Stop making
or a
me
cabin?
Love him even more.
Right?
I tell Johnny all the time, like, I see some bodybuilders who are too big, and I'm like, man, you gotta stop where Henry, what Henry Cavill hit with Man of Steel, that's where you gotta stop. And just try and look like that. Like what he looks like in The Witcher and in Man of Steel, that's the ideal body. You don't want to be bigger than that, in my opinion. Arnold, too big. Like, I think he looks okay, but man, I don't know. Not for me. Not that I would ever get that big either way. Neither of them are going to get accomplished. But if I had to choose.
Oh, gosh, I would hate to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Just hate it.
I actually probably
I would hate it.
I don't think it. I would.
Well,
like
I would look
all.
Even shorter than I am. So that doesn't help at all either. I think I'm like 5'1 if I look like Schwarzenegger. Ugh.
I just think it's too big. Like you almost are a distraction.
I think they like that, though. They like to distract people.
I don't.
I mean, Henry Cavill is a distraction, too, but I'm not like, oh, like I'm not, I'm mesmerized. I'm not intrigued. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We all know what Jay would be doing if they didn't have this podcast. He'd be looking up shirtless men and being like, no, be less like Cavill. No, yes, no.
I would be stalking Henry Cavill. I would have met him by now.
That restraining order would have been signed years ago.
Johnny told me we'd meet him through the cast the right way, and I said, fine.
That's really what I did. That's how I got Jay aboard.
Fine.
Hey, dude, in five years, we're going to interview Cavell. He's like, you son of a bitch, I'm in.
Oh, man. Okay, next question. This one says, do you floss on the reg or just before you go to the dentist like the rest of us liars?
I don't have dental anymore, so I floss just for safety's sake.
I don't. 2 days before the dentist, boom, blood everywhere. The dentist always gets so mad at me, too. It's so bad.
Yeah, that's usually what I do, too. All right.
You guys are weird. I'm a hardcore flosser.
Ugh. Really? Like every day?
Oh, yeah. 3 times a day if I need to. I don't mess around with my floss game.
Do you carry it with you?
Yeah, I have the little tiny ones that I have in my go bag as well. Like the individual one. Yeah, I have a go bag. You never know. I live far from everyone. I need a go bag.
Like a prepper, like a doomsday prepper thing.
Yeah, I have a pre-workout floss, all the essentials. And I have our Deadlight Nerd bracelets that I hand out whenever I make a friend. Here you go. Follow us, please.
Yeah, there you go. That's a really good go bag right there.
Mm-hmm.
Next question is, what is the Deadlight Nerd vision?
To boldly go where no nerd has gone before. Well, I don't know what that is. Nerds have been everywhere, but honestly, just to keep growing, have this, go get bigger, go to conventions, be famous, be remembered, have Jay acknowledge me in public, all the above.
I think for me, it'd be cool to, like, there's a few goals, but if one of the three happened, it would be great. I think one, if we could ever, like, really start to meet big celebrities, that'd be cool. Two, if we could ever be, like, picked up for something, like if a studio ever picked us up, that'd be cool. And then three, it'd be really cool if someday we just had a huge following, whether or not we got picked up, but we had our own original content and had a, you know, maybe like 1 million followers. I think that'd be cool. So if any of those three ever happen, the hope is that all
honestly,
three...
if we had like our own panel at San Diego Comic-Con, like at one of the big halls, like H or Ballroom 20, I'm like, then we've done it.
That would be awesome. So what's a goal that you guys have in mind, say, for maybe 2021? Do you have anything set for the end?
Yeah, we have easy ones that we're really close to, getting a YouTube URL, right, Jay? And conventions are opening back up. We have one in our hometown here in Salt Lake that should be opening up. So just to attend it and meet more people, that's one of our main goals, is to be able to go, even if we have to like pay and like rent out like booth space, and just to have people meet more people, that would be really big for us. Cause that's where we will grow more, is conventions.
Yeah, those are good.
I would like to hit 1,000 followers or subscribers on YouTube. That's my big goal for 2021, which I think Comic-Con is going to help a ton for that.
Awesome.
Oh, and to cosplay with Melissa. That was a...
Yes.
Or maybe 2022, like a good one, but...
Yeah, I got to travel plans. Go to some Comic-Cons. Yeah. I'm the hype guy, you know? All right. Here's a good question. I like this one. If you were portraying the TV show Psych, who would play Sean and who would play Gus?
I'm Sean.
Yeah, I was going to say 100% Johnny is Sean, like through the roof. I'm definitely
Jay's
more
like Lassiter. Like, look at him.
Oh,
come
yeah.
Here, Lassie.
There you go. I was going to say I'm more of a Juliet, but okay.
I mean, I would solve crimes and then look at your eyes. Sure, why not?
Yeah, I'm trying to think who else like is even in the show that I could be. I don't know. I think I would be
what
more
was
of
his
a
what was his friend with the glasses who
oh, that would be
died.
Me. Yeah, Mary.
Yeah, Mary, yeah.
I'd be Mary. He's the one who gets killed by the killer. That'd be me. I'd have my necktie that's it's an ascot from a monkey. You know what I'm talking about? A monkey ascot.
What animal does he have as a pet? I can't remember.
Was that a lizard? No, it wasn't a lizard. It was something random, like a parrot.
Yeah.
Is there a racquetball in heaven?
Yeah, he plays racquetball. Doesn't he play with his dad? He plays racquetball with his dad or something.
Something, I don't know, but he that'd be me 100%. That's- Johnny is 100% Sean. I'm probably, you'd probably need to pull me in from a different universe. Like, I don't know. People tell me that I remind them of Andy Dwyer sometimes, but I'm not that dumb, so.
Hey, he knows things. Andy knows things.
It's true. I know things.
I know things. Oh, yeah, the only reason that he's not Gus is he doesn't hit on everybody. He doesn't brag about that the moon got, or that Pluto isn't a planet anymore. It's messed up. That's why Jay can't be Gus.
Yeah, it's true. Also, never mind.
Do you have panic attacks around dead people?
I mean, he probably, I would too. I don't blame him. I would do the same. I did the girly yell. I do Gus's girly yell all the time.
Okay, let me just real quick. This is a tangent, but there is an episode where like Sean and Gus approach this van that just ran away from a museum, and Gus like shines the light in the driver's side window, and there's a mummy, like all petrified in the window, and he like starts freaking out, and he looks to his right, and Sean is like already way far away running. And guys, that was the funniest scene of all of Psych for me. All of Psych, it was that scene.
Really?
Yeah.
My funniest one, because he got me all excited, is when they were in the sorority room trying to find the ghost. And they hear it. And then they run to the car. And they're just screaming. And Sean's just jumping up and down while Gus is... their scream, I was in tears. Just hearing them screaming to a car to drive away because there's a ghost. And Juliet just pops up and looks at him like, what? What are you guys doing?
They're so dumb.
My favorite one's when I sent you the GIF or the YouTube video not too long ago where Gus finds his boss that's so mean dead in the office, and he accidentally messes up the whole crime scene. And he somehow gets the boss's rigor mortis dead body on top of him, and he's like freaking out.
It's always Gus.
Good show. All right, next question is, you and some guests seem to be nerds and into personal fitness. Do you think there is a correlation, and if so, why?
I'm going to let you two go ahead and handle this question.
Oh, whatever, football player. It's easy, man. We all just want to be superheroes. That's all it is. We just want to be heroes, so we try to get big and like them. That's all it is.
I agree with that.
It's also a passion. Nerds are passionate. That's all it is. There's football nerd. Everybody's a nerd. I can talk to someone about our college football team for like 2 hours and nerd out hard about that. And it's not, you know, nerdy, but you're nerding out.
Ironically, I talked about this last time Melissa was on our cast, but I read an article a few years ago that talked about how like in certain movies, if there are really handsome men in it, people will like have personal like issues with it. Like they have self-esteem issues if they watch a lot of like magazines or movies with really good looking people, but that correlation breaks when it comes to superhero movies. And it actually like inspires people basically. Like superhero movies are the weird outlier where you can have a really attractive hero who's really buff and everything else, and it doesn't hurt people's self-esteem to watch it. It's weird. It's like, so that's maybe part of the correlation. I mean, you're a superhero, basically, Melissa, breaking all those records.
You really are a superhero.
Why don't we take this moment to talk a little bit about the records you broke? Walk us through that.
No, man, no. I'm just a regular person. Just like
I'm just a regular person until I get in my long socks on and put on my Deadlight Nerd shirt and go to the gym and hit those PRs.
Yeah, it's a Deadlight Nerd shirt for sure. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with Johnny, though. I feel like if you're a nerd about, you know, movies or books or comics or TV, you get passionate about pretty much everything you do. And it's easy for that to carry over into working out or fitness. And when you want to learn everything there is to know about Lord of the Rings or video games, you want to do the same thing about health and getting better every day in the gym and getting stronger or faster or, you know, better at yoga or whatever it is. So I think it's easy for obsession in your nerd life to kind of flow over. I think that's kind of what it is for me. I'm a little bit of have an obsessive personality in a way. All right. Let's see. Next question is, if money was no option, what vacation would you take right now?
Japan.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
I'd probably go to like New Zealand or Australia.
Oh, can I change mine to New Zealand? I
would want to walk. It seems so beautiful.
I'd want to walk the Trail of Mordor.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I just want to do the walk. Walk through all the.
So now that you've changed yours, are you planning on going together or?
I mean, we'll be on the same flight, and then I'll go to New Zealand. He can go to.
I do have 2022 is the year we're going to Japan. My wife and I are spending. My hope. Okay, this doesn't leave the podcast, everyone. My hope is that we've saved up so much money and my book is doing so well that I can just quit my job and live in Japan for a month. That's not going to happen, but it would be cool. It's cool to dream. No, but more likely we'll probably take like a 2-week vacation and just spend it all in Japan. All my PTO, Japan.
Wow, that would be incredible. That's awesome.
I mean, it takes you a whole day to get there. You got to spend some time there. I feel like. You can't just spend a couple days.
So, what would be your biggest like sightseeing adventure in Japan? Or is it just all of Japan that you're interested in?
Just all of Japan. I'd like to see all of it. I mean, they have the cherry blossoms, and then they've also got Mount Fuji, which is really cool to climb. But that's it. Those are the main two things.
No Tokyo?
I mean, Tokyo is part of it, right?
And the food, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Sushi.
Oh, sushi. So good. All right. The next question says, GBN of 2020.
That's probably the hardest one we're going to do, our Good, Bad, and Nerdy, which was supposed to be our name, our podcast name. Probably Dune, right, Bird? I don't see anything else coming out that we're going to go hard. Because we could honestly GBN technically Wonder Woman, because we haven't done that one yet, but it would rather be Dune.
I think what they're asking, Johnny, is that we pick something that's good from the year 2020, something bad from the year 2020, and something nerdy from the year 2020.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to make sense, I don't know if I can be in this panel. good about 2020, it's probably that it made it easier, honestly, for us to do this cast because it made it more accessible somehow. Like, we didn't feel guilty. Like, we didn't feel like we weren't putting in a good effort if I didn't drive to Jay's house and podcast and do 3 in a row. It just made it where I could be like, hey, do you have a minute? Yeah. Hop on Zoom or Skype or whatever, and we just knock one out.
I can do a bad. Having all the movies be postponed for us was pretty bad. Outside of, all right, in terms of nerd culture, if we're talking bad, like,
it's 2020.
From like a humanitarian standpoint, then there's a lot of bad that happened. So we're just going to keep it confined to nerd parameters.
Yeah, for sure.
So having all the movies delayed for us was really hard, just because we needed new content. And so this was how we got all of our cool celebrity guests. But also, we ended up interviewing a bunch of authors and going down different routes because of the need.
I was going to say, bad could also be a Cyberpunk 2077. That game's so glitchy and took forever. That's nitpicking, but I get frustrated easy.
You were so excited about that.
I know, that's why I was, because there was nothing else out. And I still am, and I like it a lot. I'm like I'm halfway through because I stopped playing for a little bit. But when it glitches, it's kind of funny. Our nerdy, I guess, you just summed it up, is how we were able to get guests on, like legitimate guests that we wouldn't have gotten it if they weren't bored at home and been like, Zoom is a thing. So they were like, oh yeah, totally. Let's Zoom. Yeah, I've done like 4 today. Let's do another one. So the nerdy part was how we were able to nerd out with cool people. Jay didn't mention Melissa, but it was to nerd out with Melissa. That was pretty nerdy. We've nerded out really good with Melissa. If people don't believe this, if we show what we've talked about, you guys are like, you guys are nerds. Holy cow.
Yeah. Hey, did we meet you in 2019 or 2020, Melissa? I'm trying to think in timeline in my head.
I'm pretty sure we talked in 2020.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. We talked in 2020. Yeah. Because we did the podcast in 2020.
Okay. But we
did. Yeah, but I meant like start talking, like group talking. I think it was still 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was early though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that can be our nerdy. We met Melissa.
Aw.
Thanks, guys.
I'm excited for this next one. I have a little cheat sheet.
You little.
I know.
You do?
Like I said, my pet peeve is working with Jay, and I wasn't even kidding.
Yeah, but it's also your greatest joy, so it's like...
It really is. It really is. And I'm not even afraid of telling people that.
Oh, man. Okay, so next question says, if you could have any nerd genre theme song play when you entered any room, what would it be?
Oh, I read ahead. I thought it was going to be the Barbarian Druid one.
Weird.
I was I'm not that excited about theme songs.
I was like,
everyone's like, wow, Jay's really into this.
I mean, Jay's is going to be Vader every time he walks in.
Oh, that's sick. I picked that. Yeah, I'm going to take that.
You know, I don't know if I enter the room, but I love like the Mando's intro because it's just like a doo. Every time I like it, I just want to look at someone dramatically and have that just drop. And then just have that. It's not a theme song. I just want it to react. Like when I get angry, I just want that song to play, the Mando theme. Because it just will emphasize how annoyed I am with Jay.
Like you snap your head really fast and it...
Yeah, like, and just like look and have that be like the drop, like...
Can I instead just have it be that I squeak anytime I move, like anytime I walk or anything, my body squeaks? Like I need oil.
I don't
think
people want that, Jay.
Yeah, like an oil can Tin Man thing, you know? Is that is that an option? Would you like that, everyone?
The funny thing is, though, Melissa, and I'll be true, when I walk into our Master of Metal's house, sometimes I will put a song on my phone when I come into, like, group parties. And it'll be, like, whatever joke we have going on. Like, sometimes it'll be, like, our University of Utah theme song. Or there's this Doja Cat song where she moves. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, it's usually ridiculous things, and I'll be blasting it. Or when my barbarian character is about to play, there's this EDM song from Hyper Crush where it says Rage. And when my barbarian character rages... I play, I'm about to rage. I mean, I censored it, but that's pretty much. But so I do run around with theme songs. They're just alternating theme songs.
So you're already living this question.
Yeah, I already have it. This is my life is a theme song.
Well, talking about barbarian, let's move on to the next question that Jay is so already prepared.
Did Jay write it?
Druid versus barbarian. Go.
It's not even a contest. I'm pretty sure my barbarian character worked you in our arena.
So, I mean, the question is Johnny allowed to have his goofy sword that Eric threw at him because he was a couple levels behind? I think if Johnny's got his sword, he probably takes it. If there's no sword, like if we're just working with normal stuff, then Druid might take it.
What level Druid, though? Because if a Druid's like, what is it, like 12 and you can unleash like 83,000 elks on me?
Yeah.
Out of nowhere?
Or the, I don't know, you know, some of my 7th level spells are pretty okay, but if I'm just going to use Windwalk, what's the point, you know? I'll talk to a bird. Johnny's favorite moment of our D&D was when I talked to a bird to find out where a dragon was. He was like,
it was so freaking smart. I remember because it was my favorite part of D&D. Because like, Jay, you idiot. What are you doing? And it was so smart. And the best thing we did, because he talked to the bird. He succeeded well enough that the bird was like, oh, yeah, the dragon's over there. And so it saved us literally like 2 hours of gameplay because Jay's like, I was like, I'm going to turn into a bird. I'm like, Jay, you idiot. Jay, you're a genius. All right. You saved us time. Yay. You rock.
There were no other witnesses where the dragon went. We saw it fly and then lost it, and so had to rely on birds.
I think a druid it would win because you have to be really smart. Barbarians are easy. It's like, oh, range, smash. But a druid, if you're clever enough, druids can do work.
It, like I said, it depends because if Johnny doesn't have his magical item, I do have magical fingers as a druid, so it's like
it's only a plus one.
But it makes it so you take the damage, though, is what my point, because. Because now all of a sudden my slashing and piercing damage is a legitimate threat rather than...
Well, that's me raging, yeah. When I rage, everything's half damage. It's not the sword. It's that I'm able to get angry, so I don't feel everything.
But don't barbarians have resistance to, like, slashing, piercing?
Yeah, when you rage. But unless it's not my sword.
Unless it's magical, though. So if I... Because at a certain level, druid's claws become, like, magical.
I mean, when I leveled up enough that it didn't affect me. But yeah, totally.
I don't know, Johnny's a tank is the thing, and he stole all my good feats, so me and him are both alert, and so we're like, who's that? What's that? What are you doing? Put that down.
Yeah, quick side note. I didn't really... So my experience with D&D was the DM who I met once before. He's like my best friend now, Eric. One of them, Jay, calm down. He I talked to him once. The next like few days later, Eric's texting me, "All right, we're gonna build your character. Here's a list of things. Pick one." And it didn't make any sense to me. An alert was just easy to comprehend. So I was like, "Yeah, sure, alert. I'll do that." And nothing to do with anything. And so I was like, "Yeah, sure." It actually turned out to be really good because you're alert. Realize things right away.
That's so how long have you guys been playing D&D together?
3 years now, Bird? Since I've moved? Yeah. It's I came in really late to D&D. D&D is one of those things that I recommend everyone do, but make sure you're doing it at first with your friends, because then you will play. If you just do like a pickup game or go online, you'll like it, but it's not the same with your friends, because then you talk about it for like a week later. We still talk about things years later.
Mm-hmm. So it started because me, Chris, and Eric were working at a car wash together, and then eventually Coleman worked in too. And Eric had been playing Dungeons & Dragons for years, and he really liked me and Chris and Coleman when Coleman was hired as well. But in the beginning, it was just me, Chris, and Eric, and we were in detail together, and he would tell us every day, "We got to play D&D. You got to try it. You got to try it." And eventually we said, "Fine." So we all showed up and we played it, and we loved it. And then we started adding people in. A couple weeks later, we added my friend Chez in, and then like a year later, we finally convinced Johnny. I think Chris had to work on Johnny for like over a year to finally get him to...
I just didn't want to commit. Like, I'm like, I live far, bad weather. I don't want to commit to driving. You guys are kind of annoying. I don't want to hang out with you outside of, you know, football.
I think I have
17 sets of dice. It's a bad. I nerd out hard. Because I like to send Jay and Melissa pictures of my, "Look at this new dice set that I'll never use. Oh, they're pretty. I know." And that's it.
It's so great. What about you, Melissa? How long have you been playing Dungeons & Dragons? Dungeons and more dungeons.
I've been playing for probably, over 10 years now.
Oh my gosh. What were you, like, nerd. 10 when you started?
I was like 13 or 14 when I started playing, and my friend in high school, her dad was really big into Dungeons and Dragons and Magic the Gathering, and he had the original 1983 or whatever the original D&D
dungeon, which is super hard to play, by the way. It's not easy,
but we would go over to her house every weeknight and play with her and her dad, and play Magic the Gathering, and we just played a lot of board games with her family. So I started playing originally with her in high school and never stopped playing. So we do a campaign now with some of my college friends, and have been playing pretty much every week. We took a break for a little bit now, but we pretty much do a new campaign every year, and I just love it. I'm wearing my D20 necklace.
I was gonna say, is that what that was? I couldn't tell if it was like an 8 or something from my angle.
Yep. So yeah, I'm a huge D&D fan.
Well, and
when we start our D&D stuff, I was gonna say Melissa needs to hop in like on a one shot with us or something.
Yeah, I love that for sure.
And then you'll really see me and Jay. You think this is a lot? Our characters always find a way to get along. Wrong. Best way to say it.
It always turns into like there's always like competitions, and it always ends up being me and Johnny trying to like compete with each other. So like we'll like base our characters on like we build them around the fact that we're going to be competing. So like we created two characters, Xander and Relic, and both we were like maxing out the charisma. Like mine's a knight, but
no. Jay maxed out his charisma. I was smart enough to max out like, oh, he's a fighter. They're both fighters. I maxed out, strength and dex. Jay put it all on charisma.
I rolled pretty like mediocre, and I had one great roll where it was like a six, and a six or something. So like I maxed out the dice on one roll building this character, and I put it in charisma, not on dexterity or strength. As a fighter. Yeah, I was a fighter, and so it's in charisma. And so Johnny and I would always like try and, I don't know. There was a lot of shenanigans we got up to with that. It was always beating me in battle, our favorite moment. And I was always trying to hit on women or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we were this bartender, and we were trying to get her number. And Jay has like a +4 to his charisma, and I don't have anything. So I'm like, it's a fighter. And I rolled a natural 20, and Jay rolled a 1.
Did I roll a 1? Wow. I thought it was like...
It was No, I think it was a natty one, oh, dude. I think you're it was right. Super bad.
Like the girl was, yeah.
Like, yeah, they were like the security guard. Like you almost got bounced. Like if the DM was going to be funny, he would have kicked you out.
One, I think the like line I used was pretty, it was pretty overtly like almost over a line. Like, because I knew my charisma was so high and she was not having it because I rolled like a natural one. It was so bad.
It's just funny. It's just funny how it worked like that. And mine was just kind of like, yeah, let's hang out. Natural 20. It was just so dumb.
Oh, man. Yeah, definitely. If you guys haven't played D&D, it's a game you should play for sure.
So, Melissa, what character are you going to play when you come? Or what class and race do you want to play when you're in our one shot?
Oh, I love playing rogues. Those are
nice.
I love rogues. I usually play like some sort of elvish character just because they're pretty versatile. But I was playing a changeling the last campaign I was in, and that was pretty fun. So I might do that again because it's pretty cool.
And a quick shout out to one of our former, because we haven't done this in a while, a Knight of the Week. It goes out to Mallory Brown. Her husband, Zach Brown, was in our cast. Really amazing. He's one of my DMs. Amazing character. Amazing guy. And she played Dungeons & Dragons with us. And for you to marry Zach, you have to be kind of out there. And she can put up with seven other guys at night on the weekends. She's amazing. And Mallory saw me, and she's like, it's so weird to see you because I've been listening to your podcast all week to hear the voice and see your face. And I was like, oh, Mallory. So we're knighting Mallory in Knight of the Week for playing D&D. And she plays a rogue. So she destroys. Rogues do damage.
Night of the week.
Night of the week.
I was going to say, Johnny, did you want to make a little announcement on some of our 2021 plans for Dungeons & Dragons?
So we are going to, we started last year, but the world messed us up. Our DM Eric is building this new one from scratch, which is super hard, but super amazing. And he's extremely creative. So we're stoked. And it's from one of our original group of people that we always talk about. And we're way better at what we're doing. Anyway, so when we started doing our D&D podcast, the first podcast was explaining how to DM, explaining the world. And then we want to record another podcast of the player side. And then the third podcast, be the game. And we're just debating that we want to this year start recording us playing D&D. See if you knights want to watch our shenanigans live. Have a, like they do in Critical Role, Melissa can hop in here and there, play in. Because Eric would write you in a heartbeat, and you can just run in and play with us. That'll be really fun to do. So that's where we see 2021 is a little more D&D heavy, hopefully.
Start up our Twitch account, and then also a little bit of some live streaming action going.
Yeah, live stream, D&D, YouTube, all the above. So watch the buzzards, because Jay gets sweary. Just kidding.
Here's the thing. Johnny's new character. Johnny, we haven't even started playing together, and Johnny has already called me gross. What do you call that? Vulgarities. I almost said it in Spanish. Groserías. He's called me some vulgarities. Just pretending to be his character so far. And I play a halfling.
I'm still debating how to play him, but I like just attacking Jay already. And yeah. I'm talking to our because I played D&D on as Friday. And it ends early, this group that we have, because they all can only do like 4 hours, like a bunch of noobs. So me and two other people, we stayed out till another 3 hours talking about D&D. And I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to aggressively attack Jay in this new one. And our DM's like, I can't wait. I just can't wait.
Yeah, especially because I play a halfling in this one, a little defenseless little halfling.
that was a very long answer to D&D that I know you were wanting to hear, everybody.
That was a good one. I like it. Okay, the next question, we have a few more, is how much, this is funny, how much did Guillermo have to bribe Melissa to moderate this cast?
So how much did how he, much Melissa? Did he? That,
yeah, that, how much did he bribe you?
Ooh, it was under the table. I don't think I can really discuss that.
For tax purposes, she needs to keep this discreet.
It won't help him. He'll never be one. But yeah, I want him to believe that it will.
10 years from now, he'll get his own podcast.
He'll let him be part of the We'll let him do a GBN with us or something.
Yeah.
He's holding on to hope.
Yeah, that's good. Guillermo contacted you, though, because sometimes he's a really bad producer. So we never know. We never know what he does.
All right. The next one says, what moment made you realize you guys were making a nerd community out of your DLN podcast?
Community. I like how we have like some people that are like, I don't think they've ever listened to our actual podcast, but they're extremely loyal to our memes that we make on Instagram. Like, they'll like it right away. And a part of me thinks like, I don't think they have ever listened to us talk, but they like that. And we'll have some that like Mallory, who loved listening to us, who's known me for a while, yet it like dawned on her, wait a minute, he has a podcast that I can listen to all week. So that's kind of cool too, is to make to see people that I know intrigued by it.
Yeah, right. I was gonna say the same thing with Melissa. That was one moment that was a big eye opener for me. Not Melissa, sorry, with Mallory. Holy cow! Blah. Sorry, those two M names. But no, Mallory. When she, I'm in a group Instagram chat with her and everyone else, for D&D, and she said like, "Wait a minute, tell me more about the podcast." And it was cool because it wasn't like a lot of our friends would listen in the beginning because they wanted to be supportive, but they didn't really care. You know, this was cool because it was like a very, almost like a professional referral from ourselves. Like, here's our website, check it out. And she started listening and got hooked. And just that kind of transition, like someone who's in kind of our community, but not really, like, she, you know, I don't know. That's what I mean. Like,
yeah. And she listened to it like, what, 2 months after her husband was even on it. So yeah. It wasn't like she was like, hey, I want to hear my husband's voice. Where is it?
It was like out of her own 2 months personal later. Interest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Really cool. Yeah,
listeners.
We did have a quick side note. We had I think it was like a year ago. Yeah, it was when our friend Chris was in school, and he asked if he could do a business. He's in business school. Asked if he could do a project based on us, and we're like, yeah, totally. Use our anything you need. Here's stuff we need. And while he was presenting, some kid in his class was like, "Oh, Deadline Nerds. I think I've heard of him." And he hasn't. But just
there's
that
no
like,
way.
But we were, and this was like a year ago when we didn't grow 64% and we weren't as bigger than we are now. I mean, we're obviously bigger now, but we're not big. But that, like, just that feeling of, whoa, one day someone's going to be like, yeah, I've heard of them. That made me feel really cool, even though that guy was just trying to be funny in class. But
it was so bad. It was so funny. I was like, he hasn't. He's such a liar. Like,
but like, it was awesome that he said it,
though. Yeah, some of our memes reach huge amounts of people. You know, you're talking hundreds of thousands that our Instagram page has reached, and same with TikTok. Those have been our two best. And even YouTube's reached, you know, a few thousand people.
Well, and we don't have, like, actual numbers of our cast, but there's people that listen to us that don't, like, follow us on Instagram, but they'll listen to our podcast.
Right, we have hundreds of listeners through all of our mediums.
Apple, Spotify.
I mean, I think it's close to 1,000, maybe close to 1,000. It's somewhere between 500 and 1,000.
For sure, we're up to, like, 50 in Canada alone, so that was really big. We grew a lot in Canada. We think our homegirl Sydney for that one.
Our website, though, has been hit in, this is another cool moment, my wife was showing me, in 10 countries, so more than what Spotify has picked up. Our website's been in 10 different countries. We've hit every continent but Africa, basically, our website and podcast have. So that was cool.
We just need to have some South African actors on, and we'll just blow it up.
We need something, man. I don't know what's going on. What's going on in Africa? Come on, guys.
Let's get that ant word on. We'll throw it down.
Yeah, even people from my gym. There's two guys from my gym who are constantly liking your memes. I see them, like, the mutual likes, you know, on Instagram you can see from your friends. I see them liking your memes all the time, so.
Yeah, we're working on some more gym ones. Tell them we had one, but then we just kind of, we hit a little roadblock here. I think it's just the time of year. We got some other funny gym ones to go out pretty soon.
No, you guys are doing great. Proud of you guys.
You knew us when we didn't even have 1K followers.
That is true. Melissa, when did you feel like you were part of a nerd community with us?
Oh, man. I guess I'd say when you guys asked, and then afterwards when we started our group.
I was going to say, because you're like a higher up, though, because like we talk to you directly.
Friends now, so. I'm like, you guys messaged some random girl from Oklahoma, and we're pretty close friends now, so. I felt pretty involved in from right around when you guys invited me on the cast. So I don't know. You guys are honest people and really friendly. And yeah, I'd say from pretty much the beginning when you reached out. So yeah, it's a good
Ruby. It's kind of hard because especially because the two of us are working it. So sometimes like I'll reply and then Jay won't and then Jay will reply. So it's hard on Instagram to build a community, but we try to like comment back. Like we try to be inclusive, but it's harder than it looks. I'll give it that.
It's a juggle. It's a total juggle routine.
Because then I'm like, I don't want to reply because I want him to see it and then he won't touch it because he wants me to see it. So like, we'll tell people like, hey, sorry if it doesn't get read. We just, two people running it's kind of hard sometimes until Guillermo gets his act together and he can run it. It's going to be a minute.
Yeah, no, you guys did a good job from the beginning. No, it was really good. Now we became fast friends. Soul twins is what I said.
Soul twins.
All right. The next question says, I think we kind of covered this in the beginning, but it says, what are you nerding out about right now?
I'll do this one because it's like a little different. Since The Office went to Peacock and Peacock has commercials, I remembered that I had these things called DVDs of The Office. So because I like to go to bed, I need to cancel out the demons in my head. So I always need white noise background music. So it's a lot of the time it's The Office that helps me go to sleep. So I've been putting in theirs. And then I realized today that they have deleted scene out, deleted. So it's like I've been watching it for the first time all over again. And it's just been, a lot of things like make sense now. I'm like, oh, so that's what happened in that scene. Or to see like, Karen really got mad at Pam, but they never showed it. Like when Pam was having her art studio thing, showing it off at the class and inviting people to go. I thought it was weird that Jim didn't win or they didn't talk about it. But there's a scene where Pam posted the flyer for it and Karen's trying to rip it out so no one can go. And it's just like these little subtle things that are, you're like, oh, this is cool. So that's what I've been nerding out in, deleted scenes from The Office.
I've been really into One Punch Man the last few weeks. So that's my current nerd out. I've been getting really into that because I think it's an interesting play on like the idea of Superman and on Goku and these characters, you know, who eventually get to a point. And even my Skyrim character, you get to a point and no one can challenge you and it's almost boring. So there's kind of an interesting philosophical view with that I kind of have been really enjoying to re-dig into. Because on Hulu, One Punch Man has now been dubbed in English, and season 2 is releasing tonight for being dubbed as well. So if you can't handle subtitles, you can do it now on Hulu. Yeah, so watch One Punch Man on Hulu, and you can do it with dubs now, which is really nice.
Awesome. Yeah.
What are you doing? Melissa, you're usually on the nerd. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I'm just now picking up. I haven't started it yet, but it's a Dark Horse comic book run called Black Hammer. And I've done some research on it. It looks really good. So I'm just now starting that. So I guess I'm not nerding out about it, but that's something I'm just now getting into. So it's a back issue comic series, and TV show wise, I've been watching The Blacklist, and I'm on season 6 now. So from what I've heard from other people who say that it kind of gets boring and monotonous, I feel like I've gotten past that point, and I'm still really entertained by it, and I really dig it. So I've been
nerding. I love The Blacklist.
So.
Is that the one that my dad stars in?
Yeah. He's like such a cool character, being calm then out of nowhere just shooting somebody. Like he'll tell like this calm story. It's like, when I was a little kid, I used to live in this neighborhood, and then out of nowhere he'll just kill the guy. And it's just,
yeah. And I mean, I just love the different stories. Sometimes I feel like the criminals get a little bit repetitive, but I love the plots and the characters. But yeah, that's what I'm nerding out about.
They have a cool nerd on there too. Cares about him. Yeah, he's like compassionate and nerdy. So you're on 6. So you have you cried yet over him yet, or not him, his situation?
I'm not much of a crier, but I've
what?
felt, yeah, I felt for him. And yeah, there's been some crazy stuff that's happened, but I don't want to spoil anything.
He gets enough of his dad on Robert California. He doesn't need Raymond.
My dad looks like James Spader, at least when he plays Robert California. My dad is like, he acts the same way and he wears the same outfits. And like my dad had a Corvette, like just the consistencies were a little too on the nose.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Awesome. It's bad.
All right. It looks like we have one more question. It says, do you have any advice to new content creators?
Fake it till you make it.
Don't be ashamed of writing coattails, because we will ride everybody's coattails.
No, but I would say both of those. Like, don't be afraid to lean on other people. And then the biggest thing for me is just, like, Johnny and I, you know, it's hilarious. We started off and things were such a rough learning curve. And I was like, man, I don't know anything. I don't know how to sound balance or how to use any of these programs. And now, after 2 years, it's like, man, I can edit audio. I can edit video. I'm pretty good now with all the Adobe features when it comes to Audition and the video editor. Both I'm pretty good at. Like, so it was really a huge fake it till you make it for both of us, where we just kind of went for it. And our skits aren't amazing, but they're so much better than they were before.
They're clean.
Yeah. The edits and everything else are coming in so, so much better. And then finding people, it was like, we were totally faking it till we made it. We were like, hey, we're a big deal. We're like, great, we'll be on. And we weren't a big deal, and we're still not. No, you know?
We probably never will be.
Even if we had millions of followers, we'd still think we're not big deals, you know?
I mean, I still panic on, like, even, like, I panic before every podcast, even if it's just me and Jay, like, even talking to Melissa, who I talk to normally, I panicked with Sydney. Like, all these, I panic, but when we start going, people don't notice that we're panicking, because I'm like, yeah, because, you know, when we're on, but after, I'm like, new shirt, sweating bullets, trying to remember what to say. Hopefully we didn't embarrass ourselves to new people we don't know. So just don't worry. No matter what you do, just keep doing it. That's all it really is. Because a ton of people started podcasts because of quarantine. They all fell through. Yeah. Or they started it right before and they didn't keep it up. And I'm like, you know why we do it? Because we keep doing it. Even though it's not the best in our eyes. Like, we get mad after we do one and we hate it. But
dude, there's something to be said for persistence. Tony Hawk talks about that. Like, he started skateboarding, and then there was this huge downflux in skateboarding. And then by the time, like, it hit a resurgence, he was, like, a well-known person because people were like, Tony Hawk, we know you, whatever. And just because he kept going, that perseverance, he made it huge. And now he's the biggest name in skateboarding. Like, he just through pure, you know, not dropping off when other people were, basically. So that's kind of, like, what Johnny said, you know, like, Joel McHale started a podcast, and a bunch of other celebrities and a bunch of people all started podcasts. And then now you don't see updates about them anymore. They just kind of fizzled out.
And we couldn't keep up with those ones anyway. So don't compare yourself to other people. Like Josh Gad. It's like, oh, I'm going to do a reunion podcast. They're amazing. I love watching them. But it's not like we could do reunion podcasts with people. But we can do only what we can do.
Right. I mean, someday.
If that answers. We will be doing a reunion cast because we will. But for right now, we'll just text Melissa. Melissa, are you free on Sunday?
Yeah. And I was.
Ah, oh, yes.
No, that's good advice. I think that kind of applies to everything. Starting new hobbies or going for something you haven't done before, setting new goals, whether it be in the gym or at work, in school. It's good to apply that pretty much to everything. And this being a new year, people trying new things, other things we can discuss, you know.
Did you watch Wonder Woman yet?
I have it, guys. I don't have HBO.
Get HBO. It has all the DC. No, it has all the DC stuff in it. It has all the animated series. It's everything that the Unlimited had. HBO has it now, so it's worth it.
I know. Me, of all people, I need to really get it. I'm such a DC nerd. It's pretty shameful that I don't have it yet.
But yeah, I'm just wondering if you watch that one, because we'll go off on it.
Yeah, we'll say that for another cast. I'm pretty much good on topics. I think the final thing I wanted to talk about was just bringing it back to Melissa. I wanted to ask you just a couple questions. Favorite D&D story? Favorite, I don't know, moment with
just
us?
Just do one at a time, Bird. You're going to confuse her.
All right, fine. Favorite D&D story, go.
Favorite D&D story? Oh, my gosh. So this would have been probably 2 years ago. I kind of had the same dynamic with one of my other friends who was playing at the time, where we were always butting heads in the campaigns that we were playing. And I was a half elf, and he was actually a druid, I think he was a druid at the time. And we were getting into a wagon, and we had previously been at this library, and he had obtained this spell book that he had been searching for somewhere around the campaign. We were trying to, he was trying to boost his magic level, and we got into this carriage wagon thing, and we were traveling to the next city, and because we're always bickering, I took this long sought after spell book he was looking for, and I just threw it out the window of that we were going along, and we started a fist fight, and he punched me in the face, and I lost vision in my right eye, and there was like a small troll that was driving the carriage, and he let go of the reins and came back and tried to separate the fight, and the carriage like upended, and we got into this huge crash, and we were both injured after that, and I'm blind, and I think he broke his arm, and we got stranded in this city, not the destination we were trying to get to, but we got stranded in the city, and we ended up in this tavern, and we were trying to drink and kind of go for a short rest, and while we were resting, my friend that I threw his book out the window went to this like dock where there was a small ferry, and on the ferry they were selling jewelry, and he bought this enchanted ring that he gave to me to try and make amends, and it was not enchanted to my favor, so when he gave it to me and I put it on, it cursed me, and I lost use of all of my limbs, and I was cursed for, I can't remember how long I was cursed, for the majority of the rest of the game, so I had to get around by use of a horse, and it was just a nightmare, so that was what happened with me and my friend. It was the most memorable.
Those are fun, though.
Yeah, it was a nightmare.
What else did you have, Jay?
I was just going to, my follow-up question is, did you have a favorite follow-up, did you have a favorite moment or meme or, I don't know, thing you've done with us so far? A favorite thing we've done together?
Oh, man. I don't know. I think probably just our group chat. It's just so fun, all of our back and forths and sending our stories through Instagram or text and our memes through there. We're just always on the same page, and I it's just so fun that we become close nerd friends, and we always know the deeper part of the nerd world. So I'm always glad that I can send some kind of deep cut nerd news or joke or something, and you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. So
we were meant to actually talk about this, and I think we forgot. You were like, I have important news. Someone, I need to talk to someone. You're texting us. And I was like, I'm at the gym. And you called because you met a fan. You knew him for a while, but you learned that a friend of yours that you already knew was related to
Todd McFarlane. It was his brother. Yeah.
And I love that you like had to run and tell us.
Yeah.
Tell that story real quick. It's a super cool story.
Yeah.
I wanted you to tell.
Yeah. So I called you right away because I was freaking out, and I was probably talking really loudly, which you probably
didn't. Like I said, on the phone, it's fine.
And we'd known this person for a long time, and turns out his brother, he was related, and his brother was Todd McFarlane. So he said, yeah, I can get you a signed autograph, a copy of one of his comic books. So he did. He wrote to his brother and got me a signed autographed copy of one of the Spawn comic books, and gave me some figurines, like toy figurines of Spawn, and I got some really cool trading cards and stickers from Todd McFarlane, and it was just a really cool thing. So you guys were the first person people I had to tell, and Johnny picked up the phone, and I was like out of breath. talking to Johnny. I was like, oh, you won't believe what just happened.
I was freaking out because I'm like, I have a ton of his stuff, even pins in my room. Like right now, it's his McFarlane toys.
Yeah.
His booth at Comic-Con always has like the biggest lines just for his toys, because he does like a lot of the Fox stuff, like Family Guy and Bob's Burgers, which is massive. So he, because their company does it all, and I'm like, so he's like a big deal. When you told me, I freaked out. I'm like, good thing you told me. Jay won't really know.
I mean, I know the name and I know the content, but it's not like a religious following for me like it is for you and Johnny, where you guys are like absurdly invested. I would just be like, oh, I love this. Thank you. Yeah, I love your shows.
Yeah, huge in the comic book world for sure. And figurines, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, his pins. Yeah, I have like a ton of his simple pins that are just so cool that I was like, jealous. But somehow I met him too. That's how I took at it.
Yeah, you were there in spirit.
In spirit.
All right.
Well, that's all I had. I just wanted you to brag about who you met.
Well, that's all the questions that we had from the poll, and I don't think I have anything else written on my agenda for this panel. But if you guys have anything else you want to talk about, we can touch on that. But other than that, I think that's the end of our very first Deadlight Nerds panel for 2020.
Yay!
That's it for me. What about you, Johnny?
No, yeah, just anyone who just found us on this, or found us because we had a pretty girl, Melissa, on our screen, follow us on deadlightnerds.com. Google us, put us on any search on any podcast, and you'll find us. We're on all the big ones, Apple, Spotify. And follow us on YouTube. We're going to hit 1,000 this year. You wait and see. So we can't thank you enough, Melissa, for having time, being our friend. Like, I really wanted to write that in to be like, a lot of this is friend support, and we're glad that we have someone like you who tells everyone they meet about us, which helps us a lot, and doesn't mind hanging out with us on a Sunday night.
Heck yeah.
All right, Knights, we will see you on the Flippity Flop.